Timin Tafresh Ayin Aleph Tivot Zayin and Ches, and hopefully Tafresh Ayin Ches through Tafresh Pei Dalet without Tafresh Pei, which is to be learned with Resh Ayin Zayin Mizrashim. For those that are interested, hopefully we'll have Chabura on Sunday on Resh Ayin Zayin for all those that are interested. The Mechaber says in Tziv Zayin, Mitzvah La'anicha B'tavach HaSamach LePesach Mismol Kedei Shnei Mezuzim Yimin V'Nei Rechanaka Mismol V'Mein Mezuzim Pesach Menicha Mimin V'Nicha B'Dal Tatsmo Yenichan V'Yichetza Shekhmis L'Tatsmo. And the Ramah says B'Zmaninu that we're Malik B'Fnim In L'Hashkol Kachem In Malikim B'Tavach HaSamach LePesach, because the whole reason is only for the hecker that the Baal Bayis put it there, and if you're lighting inside, then we know for sure the Baal Bayis put it there. Now this din of Tevach HaSamach LePesach, one has to be Tevach HaSamach LePesach. All the Neris have to be Tevach HaSamach LePesach. One Neric can be Tevach HaSamach LePesach. L'chura, if part of the menorah is Tevach HaSamach LePesach, is that enough? L'chura, you can't split up a menorah into half. If the whole reason is that it should be a heker for the Baal HaBayis, that the Baal HaBayis put it there, so once you have part of the menorah within the Tevach, then L'chura, that should be enough. Now, the problem is that we saw in the Marshal and the Goyim, they were very makpid that you have to start. They said that you can't start from the left side and go towards the right side, because you always have to light the ner, which is Samach LeTefach, Pesach, Tchila. You always have to light there now first. Now, as long as you have one ner, which is Samach LePesach, then L'chur, that should be enough. L'chur, it's muchach from them that it's not enough that one ner is Samach LeTefach, Samach LePesach, you need all of them. And from the whole Shaklev Atari, of all the Achronim, they say, no, it's not Makbid. You could be Matzchen and say, no, that they didn't light with a menorah. They lit with individual cups. So there's no hecker. The fact that one cup is within a tefach is not a hecker to the other cup. But if you have the entire menorah, if you have one menorah, which is, you can't split up a menorah. And the truth is, this is said, we already saw, the Prima Gadim brought down from the Pri Chadash, that even though the Gemara says Mefurish, that somebody that held a menorah, held a candle the entire time and didn't put it down, he's not Yetzeh. Even if he was standing in a place which best him, he could be Yetzeh. But if he held it in his hand the entire time, he's not Yetzeh. Mipnei Aroya, Sheroya Oimel Etzarki Yedliko, because the person that's going to see him is going to say, why is he holding in his hand? It must be that he did it for himself, not for the mitzvah. Says the Pri Chadash, but if he has a menorah, an eight-branched candelabra that's lit, that you light for Hanukkah, then clearly he didn't do the Tzarkai, and Mamela, there would be no problem. B'di'eved, he says this, L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it, but B'di'eved, you would be Yetze. Now, Evazay, L'chari, we should say the same thing with the menorah. Befrat bizmanenu, that nobody really lights candles, and the only candles that are lit are the Tzarek Mitzvah. Certainly, and everybody's lighting with the menorah, L'chari, there's more of a tzad to be miko. I did say that the Chutshani says, it's not enough that you put the menorah within a tevach hasamach, and he brings the raya from the fact that they were chaylik, that the achrayim were chaylik as to which ner you have to start from al tevach hasamach lepesach. What do you mean? As long as you have one of the nearest, that should be enough. He brings the raya. He says, however, mistaver, that it's enough that you don't need the shalhevet, mamish, you don't need the flame. It's enough that one of the candles, one of the things that holds the oil, that's within the tevach hasamach. However, the one that you're lighting is within the tevach hasamach. However, you don't need the ner. I saw in Kevitz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he went to the Taino, that as long as you have part of the menorah, not only that, even if you have just the beginning of your box, which holds your menorah, is in the tefach. Not only that, the table that's holding the box, which is holding the menorah, which is holding the shalhevis, as long as that's within the tefach, that's also enough. Now, puk chazi mayam adabar. What does the ilum do? Especially if you walk over and maybe you can't bring a raya. But if you walk up and down Rehov Beis Yisrael over here, you see that there's tables with boxes of menorahs on top. You see right next to Yeshiva, they put up a whole Svarim shrank that you're supposed to put your things on. None of them are Tevach HaSamach. Kamat. None of them, the ner itself is Tevach HaSamach. Some of them the boxes, some of them the... But that Mamash that should be Tevach HaSamach HaPesach is very difficult. It's on top of a shelf, which is far away, which is... The very fact that it's within something... That it's on top of something which was within a tevach hasamach lePesach shows that a chayach to the Pesach, the whole initiation sees the Baal HaBayis. I think the minig certainly of the Olam is to be mekel, and in those days the reason why it was much more chomer is because they used to have light in a lantern. They would have a lantern, and that's what they would carry on with them, and that's why you're not supposed to put it on the floor, because it could be that the Baal Bayis just put his lantern down on the floor because he had to switch his hand, the watermelon from one hand to the next hand, and he doesn't know. It's not nikar b'chlal that what was placed here l'ner Chanukah, but bizmaneinu, that everybody's lighting with a menorah, and everybody's lighting with a menorah that has 8 cups in it, and in a box, and it placed next to the doorway, it's klar that that's enough. I think that's the minigarim to be mekel, like Shmuel says. Now, if you could place it in the door, then you should place it in the door. Where do you place it in the door? The Mashmai says you're supposed to put it, we saw the Machaikif. Mashmai says the Mishnah Berurah is that you put it as far to the left as possible. Lechatchila, you should. Now, what happens, many people have this scenario, and that is that they have 2 doors. One door that they always open, and that's one they go through. And one door that remains closed the entire year. Now, do they put it on the left side of the doorway that they walk through, or do they put it on the left side all the way over in the doorway which they never open? Which chelik of the door do they have to put it into? So I saw some say that in Echonami, your doorway is only the doorway of that you use the entire year. The problem is that's not really on the left side. It's not on the left side. It's not on the left side of the door. It's the left side of the door that you use, but it's not on the left side of the doorway. The doorway, if you're the mezuzahs, which is the doorpost, you have the mezuzah on one side, and the other doorpost is past the second door. So the chur of the pashtus is that if you put it, it's really a suffix. If you put it on the doorway, on the chiluk of the door that you use, it could be that it's not on the left of the door of b'chol. It's on the right side because you have 2 doors, and you put it on the left side of the right door. But it's all the way, it's really Betzem on the right side of the doorway. So Lechur Mistaver is, especially according to Mishnah Berurah, that says you should put it on the left side, that, and you should put it as most left as possible, they should put it in the doorway which you do not use. At least it will be in the left side of the entire doorway. Certainly, you're Yetze with that. The question is if you're Yetze the other way around. Yetze if you only have 1 door. If the whole Indian is that you should be mesuvah b'mitzvahs, then lechura it doesn't really make a difference where you put it. However, that's not the mashmoyis of the price given. Mashmoyis of the price given, the price we're trying to figure out where exactly in the door do you put it. You put it all the way on the left side, you put it on the left side of, you split it into half, and as long as it's on the left half, that's enough, or it has to be all the way over. What's the difference? As long as you put it on the side that you're able to walk through, you're mesuvah b'mitzvahs, who cares where it is? There's a din that has to be on the left side? That's what Gemara says, yeah, there's a din that has to be on the left side. Lechura, lechatchila, it should be in the left side, unless we're going to say it's Mamash doesn't have a Shem Pesach because he never opened it. Chur lechatchila, I think that it should be on the left side of where you yaitse. Certainly, it's only mitzvah, it's not ma'akeh. Lechatchila, lechur, it should be in the left side, and it's even by the doorway that you do not generally use. Now, what happens if a person's lighting in the window? Is there a din to light it in a specific part of the window? You should light it on the left side of the window, because you light it on the left side of the door, or no? You only light it on the left side of the door because you have a mezuzah. But in the window you don't have a mezuzah, you light it on the right side. There's a din to light it, there's no din, lechur, we don't find anywhere, if your window is a window like this, which is above Yud Tvachim, then lechur, there's no din to light it, Gimel Tvachim above the bottom of the window and Yud Tvachim below. Those are only inyanim that should be nicker that it was put there for the Shem Mitzvah. Because nobody puts it there for light. But once you were hanging in a window, which is higher up, then you don't have that heker anymore. The pashtus is, it doesn't make it, there's no dinim of where to put it in the window, and you put it wherever. The Chutshani says, lechatchila, if there's not more, if it doesn't make a difference which side, he says, lechatchila, to put it on the right side. And that is lechur, because the right is always the more chashuv, and that's when we would put the menorah on the right side, if the mezuzah wasn't on the right side. And if there is no mezuzah, then you put it on the right side. So Mamele lechatchila, he says, samzei al tenidin, when you get dressed in the morning, you're supposed to put on your right shoe first, then you're supposed to put on your right sleeve first, and you're supposed to put on the right side of the pants first. Everything right comes first. And Mamela, if there's no difference, you should light it on the right side of the window. However, he says if there's any difference in Pesumi Nisa, then in a Hanami you should put it on wherever there's more Pesumi Nisa. The shell is if that applies to a doorway also. I asked Talmud Chacham Echad. There's one person in my building that lights by the doorway. Out of the 31 families, there's one person in the building that lights by the doorway. And he lights on the right side of the doorway, by the mezuzah. So I asked him, I said, what's the episode? You laid on the right side? You should lay on the left side? He tells me because there's more Pesumi Nisa. He happens to be right. There is more Pesumi Nisa. It's easier to see it from the street. Hashem, is that enough of a reason to take it away? If it's Persumi Nisa against no Persumi Nisa, it's Pasha. Persumi Nisa wins out. But if you have Persumi Nisa and more Persumi Nisa, who told you that because you have 50 people instead of 42 people, or 31 people, then that you put it on the left, you put it on the right side of the door instead of the right side instead of the left side. The Chara Chazal told you which side to put it on to. Who told you that the Persumi Nisa, we know, this is really a general question. Mishnah Berurah says that if there's more Persumi Nisa in your window, put it in your window, not in your doorway. But that was talking about that you lit in your doorway where no one's seeing from outside. We're lighting the inside of your doorway. But if you have Persumi Nisa in your doorway and you have more Persumi Nisa in your window, no, either way you're going to have Persumi Nisa in your day, right? The question is with regard to the people that are outside. No, yeah, in case Mishnah Berurah is not a rat. Because it's no presuming, no. It's clapping the people of Mechutz. It's no presuming, that we're not working with. It's no presuming Nisa to the people outside against versus yes presuming Nisa to the people outside. Where you have presuming Nisa to the people outside, you just could have more in a different place. Who told you to give up the left side as opposed to the right side? I don't think we saw that anywhere in the place. When you're talking about a window, there's no meaning to put it specifically on the right side. Chazal didn't say to put it on the right side. Chazal, maybe there's always anything to be mad at the right, but if there's more Persumi Nisa on the left side, then you put it on the left side. Lav dafka, not because there's more people, because there's maybe more of a hecker to the nisa. But not because more people are going to see it. Not because more people are going to see it. So come to this, with regard to a window, it doesn't make a difference if you light it anywhere in the window, three tvachim, ten tvachim, right side, left side, wherever there's more Persumi Nisa, that's where you should light it. Now, I was asked, and I saw the price to handle this question. Many people have a window, and they have a aron in front of the window, and they can't see outside of the window. If you go out to the porch, to the merpeset, they could access the window from the other side. Is there an inyan to light a menorah on that and by that window, or that's not like considered as if you're lighting by a window or not? The shadow is really, what's the din of lighting by a window? Is there a din that you have to light by a window? Or the window is the place which you're lighting inside and there's no problem of sakana and people from outside could see. Or you're lighting inside, like the Chazal say, it'll be a hecker that it's for that building. But there's no din specifically in the window that you have to have. As long as it's shayach to the bayis, that's enough. So I saw that the really price came. What's that? You have, what's the case? Let's say your tris is closed. And it doesn't go up, it's broken. Your tris is broken. Or you have a closet in front of the window, therefore you don't use it as a window, you can't see out. Can you put the menorah on the other side of the window? How do you do that? You go onto your merpeset and walk around and you see it. The bayrash aren't going to see it. But the people in the street will see. Is that enough? Is that good enough or not? Taina's, the Mr. Karel, it's in Chutshani, he says that it's not good. Says that it's not good, you have to be able to see from the house. It's not considered as if it's in the window. Chaim Kanievsky, on the other hand, brought down the sefer near Hanukkah.
Then lighting outside is?
If it's not shaykh to the house, then we don't look at it as a chelik of the house. We don't see it as a chelik of the house. So the chorah, it could be that the whole din of the Pesach is also that you have a hekeret b'nei abayis. Especially if you go like the Chazanish, like you need to have a hekeret b'nei abayis. And that's why the Chazanish goes that the arachotas are no good, because you always have to have a hekeret b'nei abayis. So mainly if you have it in a place that the b'nei abayis can't see it, then it's no good. Says Chaim Kanievsky, that's a big chiddush, and the chur doesn't make a difference as long as they can see it outside. That's fine. And the chur, that's mustahar, because there's no din that you have to see your nearest entire time. You're allowed to light it in your dining room window or in your bedroom window. You don't have to stay in the bedroom for the next half an hour. You're allowed to go into a different room. So what's the difference if it's a different room is a different bedroom? So that's a shaila. Is there a din window? There's a din window. And certainly, we see it geheret. We see it shayach to this building, which is what we're trying to do. Maybe you could, and that's the din of the Ramat, the Leil Shochaneh. But here, what we're trying to accomplish is that you should have a presuming needs of the people outside. The shail is, if you're doing a presuming needs of the people outside and you can't see it yourself from inside, is that good enough? On that, this girl says no. We're telling why should it be that way? In Lechura, there's no din that you have to see your menorah the entire time. If I could go out onto my marpeset, which is like another room in my house, and see it, that should be enough. What's the difference that I can't see it? If I can pick up my tris and see it, can I put down my tris? Kids want to go to sleep. So I put down the tris. And is that halakha is mitzvah? That's the only reason I'm here. I put down the tris, I put it in the menorah on the other side, and I go out to my merpeset and I light the menorah. Is there any problem? I have to stand there the whole time? What's the difference if I light in a bedroom and I walk out of the bedroom, or I light in my merpeset and I walk out of the merpeset? What should be the difference? I would have thought that as far as Noita to like Mechem Knesset says that it's like the other way to say not the way is the Chiddush Lecher. And the Pasha says that in a Chanami such a case is not a problem. And you Mekayim the Ikar Din of Persuminisa without an issue. Shlomo Zalman says, Agav, with somebody that's lighting in the window, it doesn't have to be Mamash in the window. If you have, a lot of people have Soragim bars that come out like a stick out, even if they stick out Lecher even more than a Techach, you're able to light on the. He says he's not. He doesn't say how much they stick out, but the svar is even if they stick out more than a tefach. Certainly, you see it as shayach as an extension of the window, and we see it as shayach to the building, and that's not a problem. The Ramah brings down over here the halacha of halacha based knesses. He says, the mechaber. Sorry, continues. Based knesses menicha bekeis al darim. Bedarim ha-menuro, bedarim ha-fingirso, ha-masadrin ha-mizach ha-marif. It's also machlagis. Malikin mavarech mishum persumi nisam. Mavarech mishum persumi nisam. Now the machaber says the reason why, the place that we put it is on the kesel darim. The shell is darim of what? Darim of the shul, or darim of the directions of the world? In other words, generally, we grew up in America, and we daven towards Eretz Yisrael, which we daven towards the east, towards Mizrach. Memela, the right side of the shul, is also darim of the shul, and it's also darim of the world. It's darim of the world. So memela, we put it on the right side, and that's where we light in America. The question is, people that, anywhere here in Eretz Yisrael, that is not davening towards the east, if you live in Neve Yaakov, you're also not davening towards the east. You're davening south. And if you live in Beitar or Ofakim, you're davening north. And depending where you live, you're davening towards the Beis HaMikdash. The shell is, where should you put the menorah? So some of the Sefer near Hanukkah, that he brings up from Rishi Devlitsky, that in the Hanami, you should light it on the south side. You always light it on the south side of the world, regardless of where it is in the shul. Now, that's lechora a big chiddush, because I live in Beitar, I live south, and we daven towards the north. Come tell us that we're going to put the menorah in the back of the shul, in the back wall of the shul. The whole Indian of the menorah is to have the persumi nisa, and you're going to say that you put it on the back of the shul that no one's facing. It's a little bit, lechora is a little bit schwer.
Even if you're
even if
you put it in the front of the shul, why can't
you put it back? You could. What? You could. But the whole Indian is persumi nisa. It makes more sense to say that was it. No, you're supposed to put it next to Aron Kodesh also. That you're supposed to put next to the Aron Kodesh, then write it down. But the lechur to say that you have to put it in the back. There, lechur, we have the lechur to put in the front. Here, you don't have the lechur to put in the front. You're going to put it in the back. So even though everybody's going to turn around by the adlaka, but lechur to say that that's the mitzvah is a little bit schwer. And pukhazim ayam adabar. I think in most Rav Rubin of shuls, even ones that are not facing east, nevertheless, they put it on the right side. They always put it on the darim. That's what Mr. Kalev says. That's what I saw in a few other places. And that's certainly, they say that's a minig, and that is a minig in most shuls. That is certainly the minig. I can't say in all the shuls. I never saw a menorah in the back of the shul. That I never saw. And what's that? In the back of the shul? On the back wall? Or on the right side on the back?
The back wall.
Back wall? I stand corrected. Were they down with those? It's Bechol HaKashim, isn't it? No, so you can't bring a right. It's because it's not darn here, it's not darn there. It's not. It's suffering. It's suffering. There's Shchunat HaTzafon. It's Suratsky. It's called Shchunat HaTzafon because they're suffering. Either way, it's not the right. Not a right. It could be that there's no right from any shul. But the standard shul of most of the shuls that I've been in, Ashkenazi and Sephardi, is they put it in the front right. Now the shayla is exactly where do you put it in the front right? Do you put it in the front right on the wall, and when you light you're facing the wall? Or do you put it a little bit further away from the wall, that way you could stand in between the wall with your back towards the wall and face towards the Aron Kodesh? The Mishnah Berurah says the latter of the two is better. You're supposed to not put it, even though many places I've seen it, they put it on the wall. Maybe just to keep it out of the way, that it shouldn't bother people, and they keep it on the wall. But then the problem is, you're not lighting the menorah, you're not lighting the first candle, the one next to the Aron Kodesh. You're lighting one that's furthest away. Because you always light the one that's on the right, the rightmost candle, and unless you go like the Goyim. But many of them do not, unless by Pesach. I don't think in a shul I've seen it. In a shul, they always light the right right first. That means the one that's furthest away, the Mishnah Berurah says with some sefer, it should be the other way around. You should light the one that's closest to the Aron Kodesh the first day. And that means that you'd stand with your back towards the wall, towards the right wall, facing the Aron Kodesh, and light like that. And many places that could do that, Baruch Hashem, we saw by the Mesiba, that's how they had it set up. And it was on the front. Right. Yeah. That's how it was. What? Well, he wasn't standing on the table, so maybe he was. In other words, it wasn't on the wall. It wasn't on the wall, there was room in between. That was the richtige makom to put it. Now, with regard to the bracha in shul, so Mechaber Pazel, they make a bracha. And everybody's matmiyah, the Chacham Tzvi, Shai Tshuva, the Achorin are matmiyah, the Achorin, the Mechaber Leshitasei, it doesn't pass for him to make a bracha. Why? Because the Mechaber holds that we do not make a bracha on a minig. There's no din in Chazal that it says that you're supposed to light in the shul. It all came from the Rishonim. The Rivash, the Beis Yosef brings down the light in the shul. Rishonim may be going impossibly. The Shaila is, Lachor, that's a minig. That's not a takonas Chazal. On a minig, the Ashkenazim make a bracha. Halal on Rish Chedesh is a minig. Halal on Yantif is a chiyuv, possibly midareso. But on Rish Chedesh is only a minig. Ashkenazim make a bracha. But Sfarim do not make a bracha. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on a minig. If that's the case, how come we make a bracha? How come the Mechaber over here paskins they make a bracha on this minig? So there's two answers that are basically given. The Chacham Tzvi is mitzad like this himself, when he smacks a little bit. But l'chor, this is it's meduyik like this in the lashon of the Mechaber. That's the reason that's persuminisa. Mishum mervarchim bebeis haknesses mishum persuminisa. The reason why Mervarch is because of Persumi Niso. The Hainu that in a Chanami, a Stam Minug, we would not make a bracha on, but with a Minug, the whole Indian of the Minug is Persumi Niso. Persumi Niso is V'yuchud. We've seen Kama V'kama Dvarim with regard to Persumi Niso that we do differently. And we don't say Sadhu Dharban on the Kulo. Ainin is Chayiv, the light of Minur, even though it's Patrifol Mitz, is Chayiv Mishum Persumi Niso. All different types of Chashad because of Persumi Niso. All different types of Allah that we have Mishum Persumi Niso. Maybe there's a din to make a bracha also Mishum Persumi Niso. There's another mahalach, which Rabbi Debao was machadish to me from the Rav Tzion, I think, says that it's different than Hal on Rish Chedesh. Hal on Rish Chedesh is be'etzem a chiddush of a minig that has no, there's no din, there's never a din b'chlal to say Hal on Rish Chedesh. As opposed to Hanukkah, there's a din to light Neris on Hanukkah. The question is just where. So this is just a sniff, it's an extension of the Iker Halacha. And therefore, it's not really a new mitzvah. It's not a new. When you have Hal on Rish Chedesh, there's never a din of Hal on Rish Chedesh. There's a din of Hal by Yom Tov. Rish Chedesh is not a Yom Tov. So Zeh Hal on Rish Chedesh is a Naya din that we never had before. And as opposed to the din of Adlaka in Shul, Be'etzim we have Adlaka's Neiris. We just don't have it in a Shul. To sniff, to make it into a Shul, that's not considered as if it's different than the regular din of making a brach on a minik. It's an extension of the Ikra Adin. And therefore, it doesn't have the din of making a brach on the minik. And you're allowed to make a brach even in a shul. Now, what happens if somebody made a bracha, he lit in shul and then he went home? Says the Mishnah Berurah that if he does not be mighty's wife and children, then he should not make a shechianu. He already made a shechianu. Kenzain the shechianu is yitza on the day itself. It's nothing to do with halakas neiros. And b'meili yitza, don't make a new shechianu. However, what happens the other way around? You already lit at home. This happens. This is more common. Many people, I guess it depends if you're Ashkenazi. It's fine. Ashkenazi or litvish or chassidish. Ashkenazi is fine also. Sfaradim and Chassidish and Chassidim, they generally daven beforehand. As opposed to the Litvish, they generally light after. If they're not lighting by taste, they're lighting by Shkia, then they daven afterwards. So you light at home, and then you go, and you make three brachas, and then you go to shul. Do you make all three brachas or not? But do we say the same thing? You already made a Shachiyana, you don't make a new Shachiyana. The Mishnah Berurah does not say, but he quotes the first part of the halacha was quoted from the Shari Tshuva, Mishem Nazer Emes, and if you look in the Shari Tshuva is Taka Mechalik. He says, if you lit in shul and you already said the shechianu, kenzan the shechianu is chal on the day. You don't have to invite anybody in your house. Don't say shechianu again. Mashen kein, where you lit at home and now you're going to shul to daven, there's a new din to light in shul, and therefore you're lighting in shul kenzan according to Rivash to be yet to the orchim. There's all different reasons why we light in shul, and therefore you make all three brachas. Even if you made a shechianu at home, you would nevertheless go ahead and make a shechianu once you got to shul. If everyone in shul lit, do you also make three brachas? So, that's a good question. I think I saw something, that in a chanam in such a case you would not. I would have still thought that you do, because that's not the only reason that the Rivash brings. One of the reasons is because you don't have the Ikram in your Persuminis, because we let inside. So this is not even a Persuminis, so that's a Chelik of the Takana. This is how they're Mesakin it. This is how they're Mesakin it. L'chura. I mean, the Pashas is, the Zaramis, I don't think, is Mechalik. At least what we have in front of us. I didn't see inside. Mechalik? I don't think it's Mechalik. They always say all three brachas. Shosanism is geher to the hadlaka. Shosanism is shaykh to the hadlaka, as opposed to the Sheikh Yanu is a suffix whether or not a shaykh to the hadlaka, can then it's on the day. It's a berachas hadlaka, which is maybe not shaykh to the hadlaka. That's why the Sharisim is masadin. The Kenzan is din Sheikh Yanu was a din that was this kind of thing. Oimer Afil Bashuk. There's no shaykh. When do you light in shul? So Ramah says you light in between Mincha Maariv, and that's how many people do. Those that do not daven Mincha Maariv together, they light before Maariv. In some places, though, they light after Maariv before Aleinu. After Maariv before, maybe if they daven Mincha Maariv together. But Kimdumani in shul and in yeshivas, Kimdumani where I went to yeshiva, that's what they did at the end of Maariv. The end of Maariv. So somebody told me that B'Shem Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Salvechik, that the Indian of lighting by before Aleinu is that's when you have a din tzibur. The whole din of the halakha is shaykh to the din of a tzibur, and that's when you have a din tzibur is you're still davening and you're before Aleinu. That's when you have a din tzibur. Now the shayla is, I saw it afterwards brought down that they say Motu Mishmei Reb Chaim, but he brought it down that a bris that was a Motu Shabbos when he used to light. And Matzah Shabbos is to light then. So that you can understand. Because Matzah Shabbos, you can't light before Maariv because it's still Shabbos. So you say, Atachan Atoni, you're not supposed to do Malach. So the only time you can light is afterwards. After you finish Maariv already, you don't have a Din Tzibur because there's no Tzvila. So the only time is after Shmirna Esrei, before Aleinu, that's when you have the Din Tzibur. The Shabbos, does that also apply on a regular night? On a regular night also, is there a Din to, or you could have a Din Tzibur even if you didn't start Shmirna Esrei. There's no Din Tzibur. Maybe the only Din Tzibur comes when after you say Baruch Hu. After you say Baruch Hu, then you start, and then you really can't light. So you can only light after Shmoneh Esrei. Either way, the Maaseh the Ramah says that the Mashmoyis is, certainly from the Mishnah Berurah, handles whether or not you get light a light beforehand, even if you don't have a minion. The Maaseh says that, the Maaseh, at the end of the day, we pass on that you don't need a minion, and as long as the minion is going to come afterwards, and Lechatchila, and I think that's the meaning of most places, is to light, if you're davening Maariv just by yourself without Mincha, then you light right before Maariv, and not after Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that there's an Indian of Hadlaka in a Beis Medrash also. Not just in a Beis Knesset, also in a Beis Medrash, there's the Indian of Hadlaka. The Shaila is, how come people don't light in their Gavriel? In Gavriel, we haven't seen anybody light there. So, what's that? No one's there. That's what you think. You read there? Can't know. So, the Kaf HaChaim says that when it says Beis Medrash, it means the Beis Medrash that you daven in. That you daven in. It's not a shul, but a Beis Medrash that you daven in. That's what they were talking about, and that's how Rabbi Yashir and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, they bring down Sefer Ner Chanukah, brings down for them. And that's Kimdumani Kenam Adabara, that in a regular shul, in a kurlo, in a place that's just a kurlo, that they only learn there. So it could be that in a Chanukah, it's not going to win there, B'Shas Maisas, that's why nobody does it. But even if they come back afterwards, they're not lighting there. Even though by Marv, the Chor is not the Zman and you're lighting. In the Shul, they come back for night there. You're not lighting in a Kriddle, you come back for night, so they're not lighting there. But in a Shul, they do. Now, if they daven inside the Beis Medrash, then it's regular. Nowadays, it's not so common to have a Shul that's just a Shul. Without any Limud, it's just a basic Knesset without a Beis Medrash. It's not as common. There are, by Sfaradim, it's more common than by Ashkenazim. But Shul is a Shul. And therefore, anytime that they daven, also daven there, then that's pesach. The question is, if they just daven Maariv, is that considered kavua? Is that considered enough? Somebody was just telling me the first night of Hanukkah, he was learning in Beis Medrash, and they wanted to daven Maariv, but they didn't want to be mafriya the people that were there, so they decided that they're going to daven in a side room. They go to a dormitory room or whatever it is, side room, and they daven. So they took the menorah with them to go light there. So somebody who had just learned Temple Chanukah was there, and he told them, "Did somebody tell you that you should do that?" No, not specifically. Like, why not? So he said, "No, I think you should be there. I think you go ahead and make three brachas." The Pasha says in Chanami that you would not make a makeshift minyan in a different place, that's not a makom of davening, that you would not light there, and you should not light there, and lechera it's bracha latal. Similar to lighting in, this is a question that many of the Gedalia Poiskim of Zmanim deal with, and it comes up with many people every year, and that is lighting by Hanukkah parties, by mesibas, by public events, by, it maybe comes up if you're a public official, if you're you hold an office somewhere, or you're in these places, or you're in business. This is common in America. They need somebody. Somebody came up to me now. He has a brother that works in a company. He's the only from Yid that's there. And they're having a Hanukkah party. And they asked him if he could light the, can they kindle the lights and say the prayers and the blessings. Is that, can you do that? No, absolutely not. You can't do that. All the Gedalia Poiskim say that you can't do that. And the Pashat is, Havud Leilaisav Aleh. In other words, everybody doesn't even know where the minute came from to light in the shul. But certainly, it's ready in the Rishonim, and it's Kepas Mahalacha, but to go light in a place that's not a mocking that Chazal or the Rishonim or Kaveya is a big shayla of a Brach Levatala, and therefore, even though you get tied to this, Pesumei Nisa, you light in the city, you light in Times Square, how many millions of people, as the apple comes down, 50 million people watching, and it's more than again next year, after Ibriyar, then it will be later on, but that's not the Indian of Pesumini, so that's not the Kana Chazal, it's not the Kana Rishonim, and the Mela to light there. So I saw the Shiva Levi, the Mamash, all the Achronim talk about him. Rabbi Yaakov, and Dain Weiss, and Rishon Zalman, Shiva Levi, Yuval Lachaim, the Rabbi Nissen Karelis, Rishon Kamenetsky, they all say not to. I think I overheard somebody saying Ravadi Yosef also says the same thing, that not to light in these parties, not to make a bracha. Shevet Alevi in his tshuva Chelik Dalet Samachay, he says, I know that in places, there are places in countries that they talk to do this. However, Lulei de Mistafin Amin and one should not. Can you answer Amin if somebody does? Yishlayin. I know that the Sfaradim don't answer Amin when somebody makes a bracha on Halal. There are those that hold Halal and Rish Chedesh. But, it doesn't make a difference. So he makes the Birchas Araya on somebody that was Yetzin. Lachar, you can't, that wouldn't be considered. The shayla is, if he could sleep over, sometimes he sleeps in the office, then that's already a shayla. That's already a shayla. They talk about that with Rambam. A lot of times they have Rebbeim, that they live out of the city, and they come in once or twice a week, and they sleep over once or twice. So there, where do they light? Can they light in the shul? Can they light in the yeshiva? Can they light in the office? Where are these type of things? Somebody that sleeps there? If you're sleeping over in the office, then you should find a new job. Sifchet. This is the din of chshad that mafurish in the Gemara, that somebody that has two psachim, you have to light in both doorways because of chshad. It's talking about that they're in two different directions because midahalei adlik b'sheni adlik. Since he didn't light in this one, then maybe he didn't light in the other one. The Olam had a lot of trouble with this, and I'm afraid I'm not able to help them out. What episode were choshish for chshad here? What type of chshad is that? Because you go to the first minyan on Shabbos on Purim. We'll talk about Pesach Minisa, and you don't see your friend. You go to the Vesikim minyan. You don't see Chaim Yankel there by the minyan. So you say, oh, he didn't daven by the early minyan. Probably he's not going to daven by the later minyan either. He's not going to hear the Megillah. What shech is? Why? What episode that were choshish? If we see that one door he didn't light, and stuff we didn't light in the other door, there's a reyes in here. There's something etvus. Where does the whole chshad come from? Where do we ever find such a type of chshad by any other mitzvah? Even though the Gemara tells through that we do find it in certain cases, they're not exactly daima to this case that midaha because he didn't do it in one place, he didn't do it in the other place. The chur there's another place with this reyes. So flash this. Ein chsam sefer. I will just give one mahalach. Just the chsam sefer's mahalach because that's maybe. Geez. Etvas is a reyesa here. So several times that the standard house has more than one person inside of it. Memela, if there's more than one person that's lighting, or the balabais is lighting for more than one person, then the pepashtis al tzedina presumi nitsa, you should put it in two different places. You don't light them all in one direction. Light one in one direction, and one in the other direction. The standard house doesn't have just one person. So vas epis. And even if the Baal HaBayis is lighting two candles, one for one himself, one for his wife, not each the goof, or his child, somebody, then Lachuri should have lit in both places. Elamai, from the fact that he didn't light in the second place, in this window, in this doorway, I know that he didn't light. So Zichra, I know that he's trying to save money, because he has two people in the house, And he didn't light, he wasn't mekayim the din of pirsum minisa. He wasn't mekayim the hider of putting in a bowl. Elamai is trying to save money, there's already a reza, then maybe he's not going to light the first one also. If he's trying to save a second candle, then maybe he's trying to save the first candle also. Cholpach's etzbos that there's a reza here, I would think that it's conjunction together with the fact that it's pirsum minisa once again. The fact that this pirsum minisa, even the Gemara tells two other kids, they're not pirsum minisa. But over here, by pirsum minisa, we're so choshish, if kama v'kama halachas, then we get the pirsum minisa that we do not find anywhere else, that we're choshish also atzchad, there's such an inion of pirsum minisa that everybody should be madik. Either way, the shayla is bizmaninu. Is there a din of chashad bizmaninu? Do you have to light in all your windows? Do you have to light in your two doorways? Somebody that has a house? Bizmaninu. We don't live in an apartment building. We live in a house, and I have two doorways. A front door and a back door. Do you have to go ahead and light in both of them or not? So, kama kama preiskim, preiskim bizmaninu, taino, shalom zalman, b'yashim, and a number of other preiskim, that bizmaninu, we do not have a problem with chashad. Why? Because similar to what the Rama says. The Rama says, Bizmaninu, there's no chashad because everybody lights inside. So therefore, there's no problem with chashad. Now, that means because nobody lit outside. So there's no problem with chashad because everybody's lighting inside. So everybody's lighting inside. However, in the case where Bizmaninu, that everybody lights in the window, so people are lighting, or they're lighting in the doorway, they're lighting in a place where people of her could see. You could tag it, maybe they didn't chashad. I pass by his house and I don't see what's going on. However, they say that Lamaisa, the minig is, Bizmaninu, there are many, many people. Chassidim light inside on the door and on their table. And other people light by the doorway, and other people light by the window, and other people light by Shkiyah, and other people light by Tizkei Chavim. And other people, we have so many Minhagim now, and so many different times. Could be by Tizkei Chavim, the candles already went out. And the guy by Tizkei Chavim, you didn't see by Shkiyah because I'm by Tizkei Chavim. Tizkei Chavim could be lit by Shkiyah. You have no idea. It could be lit by his Zemel, it could be lit by his window, it could be light. Since there's so many different places, Memeila, there's no problem with Chashad. The Chazanish seems to go that there is still a problem with Chashad. However, I think Rav Pesach can say that there's no problem with Chashad. And I think Luis Mustafina Amina, I don't know, maybe we could ask the same Kasha in the Gemara, but Shalom in the Gemara, but I don't know if anybody passes by and says, like, ooh, let me see. In this window, he doesn't have. If he didn't light in this window, so maybe he didn't light another window. No, because you know that there's another two or three places. In other words, the minhag of the Olam is that we're not Cheshit, the Maisa. Shalom is in times of Chazal, they talk of Cheshit. But the Maisa, there's so many reasons not to be Cheshit. And L'chur, that's the reason I'll be this also. If somebody has two houses, you wouldn't have to light in two houses because people know that there's people have two houses. Not only that, I think really a good answer for everything, Bizmaninu, is that we have electricity. When you have electricity and the lights are all off in the house, so then you do saw that the guy didn't light anywhere in the house because all the lights are off. The guy's gone. The guy's not home. In the times of Chazal, they didn't have electricity. So you didn't know if the guy's home or the guy's not home. And presumably the guy's home. LMI, he didn't light any candles. So what's going on? But over here, that you see that all the lights are off. As a matter of fact, I saw some people, they want to tell me that when you leave for Shabbos, you put down the trisim, that way people will think, you will realize that you're gone, and then, as long as they can tell that you're gone, it's not a problem. The truth is that if you already look in the Rishonim, the Ritva, once again, the Ritva Chadashim, and unfortunately the Achronim did not have, the Ritva Chadashim already says, it says, Bizmaninu, it says a lot of people light inside, everybody lights by their own place, and everybody knows that everybody lights there, and therefore there's no Shabbos Bizmaninu, because everybody knows already where everybody else lights, and therefore there's no problem. In other words, as long as that's the Matthias, that everybody knows where everybody else lights, then there's best and no problem with Shad. And that's how the Eilim Firzach. That's with Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Tafresh Ayin Ches is the din of Ner Shal Shabbos Kedem and Ner Shal Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. There's a famous Maisa, this is one of the questions on the paper. Do you wait for your wife? Your wife is out shopping wherever she is and she's coming home in an hour. Do you light on time or do you wait for your wife? It's a famous Maisa which is brought down from Kamva Kamag Dalim. I think the first one that I've heard it from was the Rebbe of the Chavetz Chaim, Rebbe Nochemke, that he, one time he didn't light on time, and they asked him, what are you waiting for? So he says, my wife is not home. So he said, okay, so why didn't you light the Chanukah menorah? He says, what's up? He says, if I'm going to light before she comes home, she's going to be sad, she's going to be upset. And it says that Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, Shalom Shalom Maisa. In Bezeri, he says, Shalom Bayis comes before Ner Chanukah, and therefore push off the Hadlaka. And that's how most of the places say in a Chanami, I'll pay this Maisa for Bias Chaim Zonfeld. They say the same Maisa for the Chavetz Chaim. They say with a few different Gedalim, the same Maisa. And that's how most of the Gedalim go. Unless your wife Taka doesn't mind. She Taka doesn't care. Please light, go for it. Doesn't make a difference to me. Many women do like to be there. They want to be there, especially Ish Lekigufa. They're not lighting. That's the whole purpose. That's their Memela for those that are not lighting. And therefore, they'd rather be there. And therefore, one should rather wait than light before his wife comes home at the Iker time. Now, if she's going to be missing the Iker, the Zman of Tichla Rebbe Meshuk Bizmaninu, then Yesh Lain. I would think that in the times of Nochem Kuh also, the Iker Tichle Regel Mashuk was after half an hour. There was no electricity, not too much electricity by that time. And nevertheless, he waited. So Mashmai says you would wait in any Eifin because of, since Lamaisa B'dieved, you could light the entire night, then you should wait for her and light whenever she comes home. Now, Klapa the Iker Din, the Ner Chanukah comes for Ner Shabbos, Bismanenu, that we have electricity, and most people have electricity. Even somebody that's very, very poor and he doesn't have enough money to buy a candle for Shabbos and for Hanukkah, but he still has electricity in his house. He still has bulbs. And therefore, as long as he has electricity in his house, and that's enough light for Shabbos, then the Pasha says that Ner Hanukkah comes first. Instead of candle for Shabbos, he should buy a candle for Hanukkah. Now, I didn't see this anywhere. I think it's David Pasha. But I did see a similar thing with Moshe. In Chelek Hei, Simon Chof, Islamid, he says, when he gets to Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom, that Ner Shabbos comes before Kiddush Hayom, he says, but Bismanenu, that we have electricity, certainly Ner Shabbos does not become before Kiddush Hayom, because we have light regardless. The Magen Avraham is Mechadish, that maybe Bismanenu, that people are lighting inside, can sign that you should use the same candle for Shabbos and for Hanukkah. La'alach l'mishabur goes not that way. The Aruch HaShulchan actually goes like the Magen Avraham. He says, b'shasot chak. Every time it's b'shasot chak. I don't even know. The guy only has money for one candle. It's b'shasot chak. But I guess he can't get invited out. Whatever the story is, his mom is stuck and he didn't have enough time and he couldn't raise any money. B'chulu. And he's stuck. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you could go like the Magen Avraham. If there's restraining that hold, you're allowed to be mishtamish with the aura of a Hanukkah for a mitzvah. The Bala Itter, the Balamar, holds that you're allowed to, and therefore b'shas tzachak you can be mekel and have your one candle that you use also for Hanukkah and also eat yours through the Shabbos connected. Some of the Eilam asked, we look at that, and a good shiloh, and that is, what bracha do you make on it? Hashem Yisrael says it's vanu, l'adik ne'er Shabbos or shel Hanukkah. Can you make two brachas on the same thing? So that Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Halicha Shleimah they bring down. The Dvar Halacha declares this, Rosh Hashanah Zalman declared it, and he says, Pashas, you cannot make two brachas. As mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You cannot make two brachas on it. Same shaila to Eilam Hanus by Yaknehazim. By how do you do all these mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? You wouldn't be able to make two brachas. And he says, Faker, it can zayin it's a stira. Imam is not allowed to. Each bracha is seiser, because the ner Shabbos is made to be nene. So when you say l'adik ner shel Shabbos, you're saying that this is a ner which I'm using to be nene. The ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to be nene from it, even though the Magen Avraham is saying you could do it in Eifim that you will be nene. But l'maisa l'chur it's a time to disaster. In Chanami, you'd only make one bracha. The shaila is which bracha should you make? But you'd only make one bracha. Simin Tofrei Shain Tes. Erev Shabbos Malikin Ner Chanukah Tchil Lachach Ner Shabbos. Mavorach Malikin Mo B'chol Af Vish Malikin Mo Yireim Gadol. The halacha is that we light first Ner Chanukah and then Ner Shabbos. Even if you're not Mekabel Shabbos with, even men that are not Mekabel Shabbos with Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, nevertheless they light Ner Chanukah first and then you light Ner Shabbos. Now when do you light? So in Luach Eretz Yisrael it says to light 25 minutes before Shkiyah. Even if you light and like in Yerushalayim, 40 minutes before Shkiyah on a regular Shabbos, this Shabbos you should push it off and light a little bit later. Light 25 minutes before Shkiyah, you should light Chanukah Licht, and then right away light Shabbos Licht. Now the Shaila is, why? For what reason should you push it off? So there are those that said in Echanami, Taki you don't. That if the same way that you do it, I think of Yashiv, so the same way that you do it, the same way that you do it every week, if you always light by 40, then light by 40, no reason not to. However, Shlomo Zalman, he was naying not that way, like the Luach Eretz Yisrael, he was naying to push it off 25 minutes. The Shaila is why. So it's not clear exactly why. I did find in the Moedim Mizmanim, in Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Dalad, he says at the end of the Simen, he says that he's matmiyah on the people that light 40 minutes beforehand. He says because you have to light Samach Tashkiyah Sacham al Chalapachas. Samach is always within a half an hour. Where does it say anywhere the words Samach Tashkiyah Sacham? I'm not sure. But the Chalapachas, Be'etim, the Iker Mitzvah is to do Shkiyah Sacham. We're allowed to push it off because Yefshir, you could light even Samach Lashkiyah Sachama. Samach is always within a half an hour. So mainly you should always light within a half an hour, the nearest within a half an hour. The truth is the Bach already says this, Yisrael, that in over here in Tavish Ayin Tess, it says that the Indian of Ner Chanukah is the mitzvah is Betim Seif Shkiyah, so you should push it off as much as possible. He does say that, Yisrael. He says the Brisker Rav, the Maidim Zvanim, Rav Shlomov says that the Brisker Rav is also Matmi, and then Tema was one of the people that light 40 minutes beforehand. The Yavit also says that you should push it off to as long as possible. It could be that there's another reason why, and that is if you don't want to light before a plug, Shabbos say we light on every Shabbos, but if you don't want to light before a plug, if you hold that plag is an hour and a quarter before Tesek Echavim, an hour and a quarter is Shoyz Manius, which during this time of year comes out to be about 60 minutes. So it's about an hour before, maybe a little bit more, 62 minutes, 63 minutes. Therefore, depending on when you hold that Tesek Echavim is, if you hold Tesek Echavim is 30 minutes after Shkiyam, then you're only, if you want to light before plag, then you have to light within the first half an hour of, you have to light within the half an hour of Shkiyam. Which even though when you get to Shabbos, maybe we're able to do the first plag, but there's no din really that it should be by Tesek Echavim. If you hold that the Iker din of Ner Chanukah is supposed to be by Tesek Echavim, you're allowed to do it from plag HaMincha, it's plag HaMincha of Tesek Echavim. When you get to Shabbos, the whole Indian is that it should be Nikah that it was done for Shabbos. They could done for Shabbos, then even plug them in for a Shkia, can sign, is that's enough. What's that? We actually went to the season 30 minutes, according to Oshman Bond. 35 minutes, he used to light 35 minutes after, Shlomo Zalman used to light 35 minutes after, for sure within 50 minutes? 35 minutes after. So 35 minutes also, okay, so we're talking about 30, it's still not going to get you to 40 minutes. So forget it, less. Is there an Indian? The Pashtun is once you're after plag, then it doesn't make a difference. If it's before Shkia, after plag, before Shkia, Pashtun doesn't make a difference. There is a Shitas Yireim that holds that Tzeis Gechavim is earlier, Shkias Chama is earlier, then you're going to be gaining that Shita, but Pashtun is we don't go with that. The Shittas Yireim, just we might as well speak it out, because one of the Ikar Raya is from Hanukkah, and we spoke it out in the past. The Yireim holds that Shkia is 13 and a half minutes before the sun goes down. That's when Shkia is. And he says, that's when he's supposed to light the candle. He says, the nearest Hanukkah. He says, why? According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's supposed to, that you light much later, by Tzitz Gechavim. So it's not Nikar B'chla when you light a candle, that you're lighting it for the mitzvah. But if you're lighting it during the day, then it's nicker. When the sun is still out, you're lighting a candle, then it's nicker for the mitzvah. The other Rishon kind of shrug of a tear of Mayani. But he says, L'chara, then at L'chol Pachas you have the hecker. Okay, with regard to Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Kalsu Ba'achrein, and Zinochan Lechatchila, Shizbal Mincha Tchila, you should daven Mincha, V'achar Kach Yadlik, you should always daven Mincha first, and then, at least the first day, or Erev Shabbos, it's referring to, usually light after Shkia. On Erev Shabbos, you light before Shkia, you should daven Mincha earlier, and then light afterwards. Says the Sharatim, it shouldn't be a tarti disaster. Because mincha means that it's shaykh to the day before, and the lacha is shaykh to the next day. Therefore, you shouldn't daven mincha from the last day after lacha of this day. La lacha, what happens if a guy did not daven mincha? The Pashtun is not ma'akiv. Lechatchilo, you should do it. Nochrein lechatchilo, it's not ma'akiv. I saw him came to lacha, and it brings down from the Chavis Yoreh, that says the same thing, that somebody that didn't daven mincha beforehand, and there's no minion right now, he should daven miyachidus at home before lighting chanukah lecht. I don't think that that's been in Maryland. But just to see the Indian of the Imam Shal, that is the Tarti Sassi. Another interesting halacha that I saw is from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that what happens if it's the first day of Hanukkah? First day of Hanukkah is Shabbos, let's say. And you lit Hanukkah lich beforehand. And then you're going to daven mincha. Do you say al anisim in mincha or not? So there's a big arichas and arichas shleimer that lecher and kama kemis mashma that you shouldn't. However, Shlomo Zalman said that even though it's a little bit shver in cheshbon, he says the meaning is to yes say al anisim. It's already the zman halavaydo, not because it came nighttime. It's the zman halavaydo. Once you already lit the nearest Hanukkah, it's already zman halavaydo, and therefore the meaning he says is to say even in mincha before Hanukkah to say al anisim. I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky's mistapik with regard to it. First he said no, and then he said it is a mistapik. But at the end of the day, the Chutshani says pshita that you don't say alanisim. And I don't know if the Eilim knows the Salacha, and I think the very fact that they don't know the Salacha, that's why the meaning of the Eilim would be not to do that. And even if it comes out, even if they daven mincha afterwards, it would be a chiddush lecher to say they should say alanisim, even though it's mamash not Chanukah yet. Shlomo Zalman said that was the meaning, but Chutshani says pshita le that it's not. I would thought that the chiddush is and sakashver and cheshbon. The Chiddush ala Mechadish la Aviraya, I think the Pashtus would be the Taka, like the Chutshani is saying, that in the Chalami would not say Al Anisim. Either way, it's not Ma'akif. What? It's the Hechsher Mitzvah, so therefore it's Shaykh. Befat, we understand that the Shaykh knows on the Mitzvah, so that's when the Mitzvah is.
Forgot
That's a question. That's a question whether they could do that. Rabbi Akiva clarified that. That's a shayla. Whether or not to tell you on the shuk, that's really the shayla. That's the shayla exactly. Whether or not shaykh to the halacha or shaykh not. No. The pasha says certainly if it's after the half an hour, pasha says he came out. That's the pasha. Simon Tofresh Pei Aleph. We're sipping Tofresh Pei for now. That goes together with Pei Shayin Zayin Bezor Shem. Ein Mavdil B'Ner Chanukah Matzei Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. Ein Mavdil B'Ner Chanukah. She'in Nenu La'arev. Ein Mavarach La'Nera She'is La'arev. You can't use the Havdalah candle. You can't use the Chanukah lift as Havdalah candle because you can't get Hanukah. Now the truth is that Halacha is on Matzei Shabbos. You do not have to be Nenah. You don't have to stick out your fingers and look at them and be Nenah from the Ner. You just have to be close enough that you could be Nenah if you wanted to be. Ad She'is La'Ner doesn't mean that you actually have to be Nenah. So what's the problem? As long as I'm close enough, that's enough. Even if I'm not being an enem. As long as you have the yecherlis to be an enem, then you don't actually have to be an enem. Here you don't have the yecherlis to be an enem because it's also to be mishan mishlairo. Therefore, you're not allowed to make havdalah on your nearest Hanukkah. Now, if you lit your Neres Chanukah and then you started singing your Neres Lola Mosor, and by the time you know it's already half an hour later, then Lachur, it's already not Neres Chanukah anymore, you'll be able to, and you're allowed to be Nana from them, Fat, if you were Masna, you're allowed to be Nana, Lachatkin, you're not supposed to be Nana unless you weren't Masna. Therefore, you would be allowed to make Havdalah on that Ner. What's that? Rayan? Marshal. If you're Masna, make her then, Betzel Mishmur says it's okay. Sounds like a killer. So we should be. No, because here is for a mitzvah. That's why. For mitzvah's mother, Mishbu says. The Kuli Abbot's going to be mother. It was only Yish Machmir. So it says, welcome mitzvah, Tafishayin Zayin. Badly when you're linear, by mitzvah, that it's mother to be. With regard to making Havdalah first, or making or lighting Chanukah lichts first, Lamais the Mishabura is Machriya that there is no Achra, and in Shul he says that you should make Havdalah first. However, with regard to once you came home, he says David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid. Now let's say somebody doesn't have a minig, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that L'chor the minig is to our minig is he says is to light is to light Chan, is to light is to be Mavdal first. And afterwards to light Chanukah licht. And Lachar, Mitzvah is hard to understand the other side really, because the Pashat is Tadav Sherni Tadav Tadav is Kedim. And to say, and you're going to go ahead and do a malacha, the raisa of lighting with candles, and still say that it's Shabbos, and it's Afuki Yema. So the Ali Rabbi says, it's still an Indian of Shabbos, still a Reich of Shabbos, and still make Avdallah. But Pashat, you're being over on Yisurim, what's the whole Indian to do the other way around is because Afuki Shabbos, Adifa, to push off Shabbos. Taking out Shabbos is better than Tadr Shein HaTadr. Here you're already doing malachas, like the Taz says. You're already doing malachas. And I think that is the minig of most people that they light Havdalah first. Now, if you're going to miss the half an hour of Tzitzi Kechavim, at least the last Zman of the half an hour, then the Pashat says, and I saw the Rosh Yashar says, this is the Pashat that you should light Chanukah lichts first. This is all talking about a case where you're not going to miss the half an hour. But if you're going to miss the half an hour, then your Pashat, you're missing the Ikar Zman of Chazal. Then in that case, we're not going to say Tazr Shein HaTadr if you're going to cause you to miss out on the mitzvah, and you should light Chanukah licht first, and afterwards, Havdalah. Now, the Chafila, certainly one should, if they could, have a little, the Seder was a little bit hard, because you have to have five, and Matzah Shabbos was five. So, the Chafila, you should have the Neiris prepared, Mishnah Berurah says in Tafer Shein Beis, you should really have it prepared beforehand. Before you come home, they should be able to light right away. So certainly on Matzah Shabbos, when you're lighting already far after the Zman, you should be able to, if you could, have them prepared to light right away. And that way you won't take extra time. Tofresh Pei Beis is the Din of Al-Anisim. And that is, finishing up. If a person forgot to say Al-Anisim, then he does not go back because it's not Akis. Now this week, it happened to me, I was in the middle of benching, and I said, V'ala kol Hashem. And then I realized I didn't say Al-Anisim. So do you go back or not go back? So I passing for myself that I didn't, should not go back. Why? Because the Gemara is mistopic. Whether or not you even have a chiv to say, I'll let be masker, I'll need him in Birch Zamazin. Gemara says, you could. If you want to, you could. It's not mark if you don't have to. The rush passing that you're supposed to, we're passing that we're supposed to. But it's not even, it's not like Yala V'Yavai and these other things that you're mechuyev to be masker, according to, it's not some of the Gemara that you're mechuyev to be masker. Memela, I didn't know once you already said Shem Hashem that if you should go back. And I did it. And I said Arachamon. Afterwards, I decided to look it up a little bit, work into it, and I saw that the Shulchan Shleim Ataka says that Yitaka don't go back. However, I saw the Sefer Ner Chanukah, and then I saw others that are Medakis also. It's come up Mefurish Lehedya, if not come up Mefurish Lehedya Pashtis, if not Mefurish, then come up Mefurish in the Mechaber, that you go back. The Mechaber says, Kol Chesi Mei Chanukah, Emer Alanisim, Beberchas Amazar, and Beberchas Aaret, so it's Vilal Beberchas Maidim. Which bracha? If you talk about in Berachas Amazon in the second bracha, we're talking about in Tfila in Moedim. So he says, as long as you're in that bracha, if you said Baruch Ato and you didn't say Hashem, then you go back. Once you say Hashem, you don't go back. What's before is that even though you said V'alakol Hashem, nevertheless, you go back. Notice the Mishnah Berurah says this halacha mufurish in a different place. He says, with regard to Zachrenu, Kasvenu, Sefer Chaim Tevim, he says that even if you said Ve'al Kulam and you said Shem Hashem, nevertheless you go back. But that's because you're mechuyev to say it. You're in Rumasakan that you're mechuyev to say it. But by Allah Nisim, maybe you're not mechuyev to say it, make then like the Gemara says. But nevertheless, it's Mefurish and Mechaber that, Mefurish and Mechaber that in a Chanami, if you did not get up to Baruch Atah Hashem, then you should go back. Even though you said the Shem Hashem, Allah Kol Hashem, nevertheless, as long as you didn't say it in a bracha, then there's no problem with bracha at all. Saying the Shem of Hashem, Derech Shevach, and Hoidah is not a problem, there's no problem of Shem Shemayim Levatala, and therefore you should go back. And that's the halacha. It's also Mavur in the Mechaber, another shah that was on the page, and that is, do we say Lamdeni Chukecha or not? Here it's Mefurish in the Mechaber, you do not say Lamdeni Chukecha. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you do not go back, you do not say Lamdeni Chukecha. You rather wait till the end and you say it at the Harachman at the end. But those that say that in Shmuel Esrei, you don't say a Lashon of Harachman. Harachman is more of a Lashon that tracks the benching. We say all the Harachmans at the end, you say also Harachman. Some say you should say Hirotzen. However, I think many places have the Harachman. The Shal is, where do you say the Harachman at the end of the Shmuel Esrei? Do you say it before the first Hilir Ratzon, before Lekai Nitzur? Or do you say it before the second Hilir Ratzon, at the end of Shmuel Esrei, before you take 3 steps back? The Sefer Mishnah says it's pasuk then you say before the first Yiratzon, because after you say that Yiratzon, you're ready after Shmoneh Esrei. And Memela, so the Gaon says not to say that Yiratzon before Vidui, because you're ready after Shmoneh Esrei, your Vidui is not in Shmoneh Esrei. And it says it's pasuk that you do that. I don't think that that is the meaning of the Olam. And any Siddur that I've seen that has Harachman printed, they always have it printed at the end. Is that kaveh what Allah is? Generally, that's kaveh what the meaning of Olam is. As somebody once told me, it was eating by Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal on Leil Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so all the simanim, and you do the date first, you do the dip the apple in the honey first, which one do you do? Her, you should do the Zayimina first. So he's handling with Rosh Hashanah. Everything that he said in Rosh Hashanah says, what does it say in the Machzor? Let's see, what does it say in the Machzor? So that's the Minigarilim. Minigarilim is what it says in the Machzor, and that's, I think he was trying to give him a message also. But Lecher, that's what's Kerveh to a great extent, what the Minigar Ilim is, and the Siddurim that I've seen it in, Staka says it at the end of before the second Yehila Ratzon. Now, just interesting, some of the Ilim was on this, how do you daven for Nisim? Harachman hu yas telonu Nisim in a flame. You're not supposed to daven for Nisim? So, the Chacham Shlema says that it's a Tzibur, you're saying a Blashon Rabban, therefore it's not a problem. To ask for a Prati is not a problem. The S for a tzibur is not a problem, S for prati is a problem. The shayla is in Birchas Kohanim. In Birchas Kohanim you say, Yasalanu nisim unuflois. Yasali nisim unuflois. That's the S in Lashon Yochan. How do you do that? So, somebody showed me, Rabbi Mali showed me that, who says the Shari Tshuva says? That in Echanami, you say, Yasalanu nisim unuflois, usually they say in Lashon Yochan. But if you look at any Siddur, regular Ashkenazi Siddur, they all say in Lashon Yochan. The shayla is, maybe you can say now that since you're saying it in a tzibur, it's a tefillah which is only said by tzibur. And a tefillah which is only said by tzibur has the din of a tefillah by tzibur. Even if you're saying it by yechidus, you're saying it by yourself, but the whole tzibur is saying it together and it can only be said in a tzibur, then the chura, maybe it has the din of a tefillah by tzibur, like we call the carbon pesach as a carbon tzibur, because it's bovik knufshion. That type of memela, that's not a problem. Tofresh pei gimel is the din of halal. Kol shminis mechanukah gimel is the halal. The shaila is, are women chayv in halal and chanukah? What's the shaila? The shaila is, do we say afin hoyu ba'isa hanes? And that's the same as mechayv halakha, it's mechayv hoyda also. Or do we say no? That's only that lakas neres chanukah. However, the halal is the same halal that we have in any yontif that we're supposed to say halal. And therefore, it's nothing to do with afin hoyu ba'isa hanes. It's a regular mitzvah saseh shazman gromo that any time you have a yontif, you're supposed to be moed to Ribbono Shel Olam with halal. And therefore, even if it's a derabanan in this case, but it has been a mitzvah saseh. And mitzvah saseh shazman gromo, nashim arpaturis, we wouldn't say afin hoyu ba'isa hanes. Afin hoyu ba'isa hanes is only a din on the neres. It's not a din also on the halal. Or do we say no? The halal is also different than every other halal. The halal is a halal of Afin Hayu Bais Hanes. It's a halal that's shared specifically to Chanukah. The Maisas Machlek is a Paiskim. And I think Rishon Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv both go that they're not Chayiv. Kevitz Shuvas, Rabbi Yashiv has a Shuvah about it. Kevitz Shuvas, Chen Legimu Kofay. He tells us that they're not Chayiv. Rishon Zalman and the Chashlemi and Zayin Vav, that they're not Chayiv. However, many of the Gedolei Achreinim, the Makar Chaim and their service of Tshuva and from hundreds of years ago, and that's how Ramosha goes and Shevet Levi is Metzadla that the Chumra also that they attack our Mechuyim. Lamaisa, most women that are Ashkenazi do say Halal when they daven, and if they say Halal, then in Echami they should. And many places say that in Echami should be choishes for the Gedolei Achreinim to say that they should say Halal because it has Al Tzadin of Achinu Yivoyisadnes. If they want to say, then there's no problem. Even if you say it's mitzvah seishas on gromo, and they're not mechuyev, nevertheless, they're allowed to make a bracha on it if you're an Ashkenazi. The shaila is svardim. Svardim they want to say. Women that are svardim they want to say halal, can they make a bracha on halal? Now it's mamish telling on it, because if it's a mitzvah seishas on gromo, and they're just being mechayev themselves in it, then according to the svardim, you don't make a bracha. Lamaisa Chazon Avadia, he paskins under page Reish Yud Gimel. He brings down that he's got a medak in the Rambam, many are medak in the Rambam, that the Taka do not make a bracha, that women are not mechuyiv, and if they do want to say halal, then they should not make a bracha. Tafresh pei dalid, the last halachas here, the din of pirus haTorah on Hanukkah, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, he brings down about machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, this machlokes between Mechaber and the Ramah in Sif Aleph, whether or not the Yisrael, the third Aliyah, lanes the same thing that the first two Aliyahs lanes, you lane B'yam Arish and you split it up, Koyin read half. The Levi read half, and Yisrael goes back and reads the entire B'yam Arishon. Or no, Kain reads half of B'yam Arishon, Levi reads half of B'yam Arishon, and Yisrael reads B'yam Hasheni. Lamaisa, in Chutz La'aretz, they do, like the Ramah says, that they lane B'yam Hasheni, and in Eretz Yisrael, they do like the Mechaber says, that they lane B'yam Arishon. The Shaila is why, in Chutz La'aretz, do they do B'yam Hasheni? The Chur make much more sense to the day beforehand. Every in Sukkot, we lane. They, in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael and Sukkot, they lane the same thing four times. They have one after the next, like I mentioned before and came up. Somebody asked me this past year, he says, he's a bacher here, and he says, I don't know if I was spacing out during landing or not, but did they lane the same thing four times? Yeah, they lane the same thing four times, and the exact same thing four times. Which, like, you're not supposed to do, we saw in Reish Pei Beis. However, in Chutz La'aretz, they don't. In Chutz La'aretz, they lane also yesterday's. They lane the, what? And the next day. So yesterday you can understand why, because it's fake of the Yerma. If it's fake of the Yerma, they're official laning it. Here, the Chura, if you have a choice of laning the next day or the previous day, then you don't have four Aliyahs. You have three Aliyahs, you should lane the previous day, not the next day. So the first thing is that there is no fake of the Yerma by Chanukah. So maybe that's what we're trying to be kaveh. But it's not really shaykh to you're not supposed to lane. The reason why the Chutzlar, you've two choices. You can either three choices. You can lane yesterday's, so there's really no stake of the Yemen, so you don't have to. And you can lane the same thing twice, which the Chatzchil you're not supposed to do. Or you can lane the next day. Mamela, they lane the next day. And the truth is that it's different than Sukkot, very, very much different than Sukkot. Because in Sukkot, we lane the carbon which is brought on that day. On Chanukah, the laning has no shaykhis to that day b'chol. We're laning the carbonus of the Nesim. There was 12 days that the Nesim brought. Today we lane four days. 5 days. 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We lane all of them together. It's not shaykh b'etzem to a specific day. So Mamela, there's no din, certainly I'll speak of the yam to do yesterday, there's no din b'chlal, and since the chatzchila you're not supposed to lane the same thing twice, Mamela, we lane the next day. And the chur, this is the reason why the And I think this happened in the minion that I was down in the first day. But it says, Imto, Rekor, B'yim Shini, Shalchanaka, Pashin, Nasi Gimel. Let's do that on the second day. They read B'yim Mashlishi. Then it says Mishnah Brura, it doesn't make a difference. It's not Ma'akev. Why? Because once again, it has no Shachis. The day of the Nasi has no Shachis to the day of Hanukkah. It's not specifically parallel and correlal to that day. Therefore, it's not Ma'akev. And even if they read the wrong day, they are still Yitzchak.